These two last things, Rashi says, your grandfather's sister, or your grandfather's brother's wife, that's like one erva. It has to do with your grandfather, that's called like one. So therefore we have 14 so far. The one that we poshered, your mother's brother's wife, and here your grandfather's, those should be the 16. That's how you get 16. So the still, I saw a tag that says 16 that are written in Yisurah. Omalei says, back to him, L'taymich, Ihevik Siv L'Teira. Let's say you would have said that 16 are mutter. Or would have said these are mutter. Mihevei Samchus Alayu. Would you be Samech on the heter that was written there? To my brother Rav Noi Michosim Alayu. That he give a signature. You found the ksav, you found a piece of paper by him saying 16 are usur. It doesn't mean he gave a chsim, he signed it. Hashtanami, the ksivul yisur, even though you found a letter that said there were 16 that yisurim, lav ma breda rav noy chosim alayu. Rakoponim, it wasn't his signature, he didn't sign on it. So true, I believe you, you found the ksav saying 16 are usur, but the maaseh, we don't pass on it that. The mashma sat alocha. Mashma, your grandfather's sister, and your grandfather's brother's wife is mutter to you. We hold, like a maimer said, that a maimer achshar b'yesha sachiyavya of it. We hold these those last two are mutter. And here that he sounds 16, it's a yitaka saw that way, but we don't pass like that. It wasn't a chsim on that ksav, it wasn't from or him himself. But so far we have eight in our Mishnah, and we have now, and we have eight in the Mishnah, and we approach this last one, the surah, your mother's brother's wife is also us, even for the same mother. And now the next six are Tonid Rebechia. What are his six? Maratonid Rebechia. Shlishi Shebebevnoi. The third generation of your son. Veshebeditoi. And of your daughter. Veshebeben Ishtoi. And from your wife's son. Veshebebas Ishtoi. Shniyah. And of your wife's daughter is also called the Shniyah. The Rosim and Rabbanim. So Rashi says like this. Shlishi Shebebnoi. That means Bas. Ben Benoi, the Bas Benoi Erva. In other words, Bas Benoi, the daughter of your son, is an Erva to you. You're not allowed to marry a lady, her daughter, or her granddaughter. So kids, you can't marry your wife and the granddaughter, that's Osim Midir Aisa. Now the next generation, that's only Osim Midir Rabbanan. So Rashi says, Shlishi means Bas, the daughter, Ben Benoi, of your grandson. The daughter of your grandson is only Osim Midir Rabbanan. Veshebebitoi, the same way if you'll be your daughter. Bas, then bitoi, the granddaughter of your daughter. Sherei bas bitoi, the daughter of your daughter is erva, it's asim midraisa. Hilkach, one generation less than that is asim midrabanan. Bas, then bitoi, your granddaughter's daughter, that's asim midrabanan. Yeshniya. Vechein bas, then beno, shalishtoi. The same thing, not only if it's yours, and it's your wife. Your wife had a son from before, or your wife had a daughter from before, it's the same thing. Midiraisa, you can't marry a lady and her daughter or her granddaughter. That's also midiraisa. And the Rabbanan said one more generation down is also midirabanan. Will soon be a shalad that go all the way down outside Kaldaris, or only the third generation and not more. That'll be a shalad soon. So that's what Rabbi Chiya said, the shlishi, the third one down of your son, was your grandson's daughter is also midirabanan. So the same thing, your granddaughter's daughter is also the Rabban. Same thing of your wife. Vaita now, Revi, where's the case of a fourth generation? Shebachamov, of your father-in-law. Your father-in-law's daughter is... Josh Revi Shebachamov, Dor Revi Shebachamov, Hainu, Aim Chamov. It's quite upward says this. Aim Chamov, your father-in-law's mother, and his grandmother is Usar. Vudar Revi Liishtoi, Vishto Bakhlal. Here we're including your wife. Because you have a wife, so now your Chomov, that's one generation up. Now his mother is Usa Midiraisa. Now the one above that, that's Usa Midrabanan. That's called Revi Shabachamov. Shabachamoisoi. Shni, that's Usa Midrabanan. Rashi Shabachamoisov, your mother in law. Aim Chamoisoi. Your mother in law's great grandmother is also midrabanan. Now, your mother-in-law's mother is also to you midiraisa, because you married the daughter, So the mother is one erva, and the mother's mother is also asa mediraisa. Mediraisa, you can't marry a lady and her daughter or her granddaughter. So go the other way, upwards is also asa mediraisa. If you married your wife, that's the daughter, so you can't marry her mother, or you can't marry her mother's mother. And mediraisa is also one generation up, the great-grandmother, that's also mediraisa. We'll soon see why this is called the fourth and that's called the third. Like if you include your wife, it's called the fourth. Without your wife, it's called the third generation. Now, first of all, Omele Ravina Ravashi, my shino lamala the kachosh of loli ishtoi. How come we're going upwards from your mother-in-law's mother? We say four generations. Mean your wife is included. Your wife is one generation. Your mother-in-law is the second generation. Her mother is the third generation, and you're saying her grandmother. That's what's awesome in the rabbanon. So you're including your wife in the first one, and you're going four up after your wife. My shino lamat. How come we want to go downwards? So if you marry your wife, you can't marry her daughter or her great-daughter. They're not including your wife. They're just saying, see, three generations down, which means not including your wife. Because if it be including your wife, it's the exact same mister, upwards or downwards. I mean, they're the same way, it's upwards or downwards. The kids of the Yisrael Torah is, you can't marry your wife, her daughter, or her granddaughter. That's also Midiraisa. One lower than that is also Midirabonin. Now, going up is the same way. Can't marry your wife, you can't marry her mother, you can't marry your wife's grandmother. That's also Midiraisa. Your great-grandmother, that's also Midirabonin. So how come going up, we include your wife, and call it four generations. Going down, we don't include your wife, you only say three generations. It's more sounds like this. Lamala di Yisur Mikoy Chishtu, when you're going upwards, it only has to do with your wife. It's nothing to do with you. It's your wife's mother. Therefore, Kasi is Choshev Lohu. That's why we include your wife in the first cheshbin, and we say going up is four generations of Zosar. Mashenke Lamata, going downwards, to Yisur Alav Mikoy Chishtoi Kasi. It doesn't have to be because of your wife. First of all, it could be Anusas. It could be that Kistan has Nus with Anisha, and you had a daughter. That she's also to you, and her daughter is also to you. So the kids, you don't have to come on to your wife. Your own children is also to you because she's your daughter. You don't need your wife involved. Therefore, like a chashav lo. Therefore, it doesn't include your wife. It just says downwards, it says three generations, don't include your wife. You don't need your wife to be after cheshbin. It's your own daughter. So your daughter is also to you. You're also with her daughter. But the great granddaughter, that's only also with the rabbanon. Freddy Gemara. Then ishtoi ubas ishtoi, your wife's son or your wife's daughter, the yisur mikoch ishtoi kosev like a chashav lei. Where it's not yours, it's your wife's. Then the churi have to come on to your wife's iser. So again, downwards wasn't say a fourth generation. And the Gemara added the Tony Sholish Doros Lamato the day v'lechoshva Tananami Gimel Doros Lamato the door v'lechoshva. Once we're talking about your generation, or your daughter, we're going to go three generations down. So even when we talk about your wife's daughter, really it should be called four generations. We don't change it already. It's going downwards, since sometimes because of you, it's your daughter, even though sometimes you have to come on to your wife, because it's only your wife's daughter. But since sometimes it's your daughter, we don't include your wife, we say three generations down. Whereas going upwards, it's only because of your wife, we say four generations. Omalei Rav Ashi Rav Kana, Shniyas Tevei Rabbi Chiyah, these Shniyas are Rabbi Chiyah, Yesh Lam Hefzik or Yen Lam Hefzik. When it says the fourth generation upwards, does it mean only the fourth, and not the fifth and sixth upwards? Or Yen Lam Hefzik, it goes all the way up. The same thing downwards. Your great-granddaughter, your great-great-great, keeps on going downwards. Or else maybe no, only the third downwards and not more. Toshima, come on, bring your proof. The Yom Rav, Dalid Noshim Yesh Lam Hefzik. Is have before, four noshim have a hefsik. The sulai, not more, mashmu, all other ervis, they're also all the way up, all the way down. Tzmar says again, dilma ki kama rav, lihimas nisim. He's only going on the mishnah, the price we learned before, but not on Rav Chiya's halacha. Maybe on Rav Chiya's halacha, they are a hefsik. So you can't bring a proof from here. Toshima, bring a proof. Rav Chiya himself says, shlishi ravi. Mashma shlishi revi in. Only the third generation down and the fourth upwards is also. Tfeiloi, but not more. Mashmi great 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 granddaughter is mutter to you. Samara says no. Dilma me shlishi vielach. The third generation and downwards, all of them are also to you. Revi vielach upwards, all of them are up also. See, I have no proof. Omale rov and rav nachman. Chazi mar haimi rabbonin. The yosim rov. I found that Tamachokim came from Eretz Yisrael. The yomni said like this. Boy Marova, we call it a Shalom Marova. So kids to this first shot, they weren't pressured to Shalom. We have a suffix if those Erevs have a Hefsik or a Lehefsik. Then the Gemara says a new Shalom. The Talmud Chacham came from Eretz Yisrael and it said like this, V'yomar, Boy Marova, in Eretz Yisrael, they asked a question like this, Gozwa Shnias Begerim Oiloi. If you have a guy that was Mizgai, became a Jew, and then let's say also his aunt was also Mizgayer, is he also with his aunt now? On a ger, did they make the Xeris of Shnias or not? Or Loi Gozru. One small Loi Gozru is because they're not really relatives anymore. The klal is ger Shnizgayer is kakot and shanelo dummy. Once you're Mizgayer, you have no Shaychas to your relative anymore. Like Losun Sim, if you're Isa, if a brother and sister are Mizgayer, they're mutter now to get married to one another. If a Goyish, a brother and sister are Mizgayer, midiraisa the mutter, because midiraisa we say gersh is also kot and shanelo dummy. But midirabonim though it's also. So Shalom is the Rabbanim make Zeres on the Shnias also. Omaleh, he answered back like this. Hashto, ma erva gufa. Madach an erva, like her own sister. That really midiraisa, she's mutter. In other words, with two, a brother and sister was Mizgayan, became Jews, really they're mutter get married together. Ilav, if not, Zeres with Rabbanim, shlo yoymu, they should not say, voye mekdusha chamura, lekdusha kala. That they're coming from a Kedusha Chamura to a Kedusha Kala. As if to say, when they were Goyim, they weren't supposed to get married together. And now when they're getting Jews, they're allowed to get married together, like it's not a Svara. There's a Svara to say that just like when they were Goyim, even Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, they're not supposed to marry their own relatives. Our brother and sister are not allowed to get married together. So as a Gzera, you shouldn't come to say, when you were a guy, you were allowed to get married, you were not allowed to get married to your sister. And now you become a Jew, you're allowed to get married to your sister, we don't want to say that. So therefore, with Rabbanim, we tell them they're not allowed to get married together. But that's all, is, if not for this Svara, like Gosvel by Rabbanim, the Rabbanim would have made Gzera. Is a Shnias mi boy? So like, for sure, the Rabbanim did not make Gzeras on Shnias. In other words, if you're Mizgayer, and let's say your grandmother's Mizgayer, you're allowed to marry your grandmother. Since your grandmother's only Yosem with Rabbonim, so therefore by a ger, if a grandmother and a grandson are both Mizgayer, you're allowed to get married together. Omer Rav Nachman, Gerim, Hoyel v'yosel yodin, since Gerim come into our hands right now, Lema b'milsa, let's say something about Gerim. Achim minayim, let's say two brothers and the same mother, is Loyidu, even if they're both Mizgayer now, Lamaisa, they should not say this together. But the Rabbanim, they shouldn't say Eidus. If they do say Eidus, though, they do say Eidus. Havadi, but the Eved is kosher. Because the same cloud, Gersh and Nizgayr is Kakon Shanel Adomi. See, even though by two Jews, two brothers, can't say Eidus, they crave him. Moshe and Aaron are possibly Eidus, they crave him. But two Goyim, though, were Nizgayr, really, Midirites are the kosher. But with Rabbanim, again, they should not say Eidus. But when? Only two brothers and the same mother. Because then you know for sure they're brothers. What about Achim and Av? If they're two Goyish, they were Goyim, but only brothers from the same father, not from the same mother, then even Lechatchila. Now that they're Mizgaya, they both become Jews, they're allowed to say Eidus Lechatchila. Because why? Because they only have the same father, so they have different mothers, you're not sure it's the same father either. About the Goyim, they have Znus, so you don't know for sure they're the same fathers. Or Nochshtak Rashi says, Rachmon Afkar Elazari, Mitzri. By Goyim, the father has no yichus. By Goyim, the only yichus is after the mother. So therefore, if they have two different mothers, they have no shaykhus to one to another. Therefore, now that they're Mizgayer, lechatchil, they can say this together. Amemer said, no, afilu v'achim enein. Even brothers of the same mother, nami, midin, lechatchila. Still, they can say this. Because now that they're Mizgayer, they're allowed to say this. Yes, well, I'm not. Amemer Amar Afilu Achim Minayim. Amemer says no. Even two Goyim that were only brothers from the same mother, and Churav as Goyim they were called brothers. Still, when they're both Mizgayim have become Jews, Nanim Yidin Lachatchila. They were allowed to say this Lachatchila. Here we don't make any Xerim with Rabbanim. For the Gemara Maishnam Arois, how come by Arois we say they can't get married together? If a brother and a sister is Mizgayim together, from the same mother, they can't get married. Why not? If you're telling me now they can say Eidus together, because we say Ger Shinazgayu, Kekon Shanel Adami, Sahura, why can't they get married also? Now the Gemara Erva Lachol Mesura.
Erva is not geir to anybody. Whoever wants to get married gets married. So make a gzera, if people see two brothers and sisters getting married, they'll think you're allowed to get married. They'll think Jews can get married like that. And they won't know. Mashenkin Edus, a svarin coming to Bezdin, say Edus and Bezdin, le Bezdin Mesura. Who accepts Edus? Bezdin. Is the gerish in his garik a conchonel dummy? Bezdin knows this halacha, that a gerish in his garik is a conchonel dummy. So if Bezdin is going to let two goyim, two brothers, now that they became Jews, say Edus together, Bezdin won't make a mistake and say that a regular two Jewish brothers are allowed to say Edus. Bezdin doesn't make mistakes. Bezdin know that two Jewish brothers are also, they're psul, they're craven. It's only here that there were two goyim, and then they're mizgayir, the klal is, gershin is gayir, kikon shen elodami. So to Mishnah. Mi shi yesh loy, Baruch Hashem, now I give that a little bit easy gemara. Mi shi yesh loy ach, whoever has a brother, mikol mokam, any type of a brother you have, and you die without children, is dokukas eshes ochiv liyibam. Your brother's wife has a mitzvah yibam now. No matter what type of a brother you are, we'll soon see, even if it's a mamzer, no matter what type of he is a brother of yours, from the same father, there's a mitzvah yibam. The ochiv hu l'chol davar, he's called your brother for anything. Chutz, excluding, true, you had the same father, but your father had you from a Yiddish wife, and then your father lived with a shivcha, or your father lived with a shiksa, and had another son, then you're not called brothers. We have before, the son of a shivcha goes after the shivcha. It's not after the father, it's after the shivcha. It's called a goya. So that's not called your brother. But as long as your father lived with two Jewish ladies, then they're called brothers, and if one dies, there'll be a mitzvah yibam. Mi sheyesh lo ben na mikol makom poiter eshes aviv min hayibam. Whoever has a child, any type of a child, we'll see in the Gemara what it means to say, so even if it's a mamzer, there is a man had one wife, and from that wife he had no children, but he lived with another lady, and he had a child from there, now if he dies, there's no mitzvah yibam. Yibam is only if you have no son at all. But if you have a son, mikol mokam, any type of the son, it's poiter eshes aviv min hayibam. When the son's father dies, there's no mitzvah yibam. V'chayiv al makosoi, even a mamzer is chayiv al makosoi. If he hits his father, he's chayiv misa. V'al kiolosoi, and if he curses his father, he's chayiv misa. Uvnoi l'chol davar, he's called your son l'chol davar. Chutz. Again, excluding if a Jewish person lives with a shivcha, or if you live with a shiksa, with a goya, so then again, the child is not a Jew, the child goes after her, that's not called your son. If that son hits you, he's not chayiv misa, it's not called your son. So the Gemara, what does it mean, any type of a brother you have, there's a mitzvah yibam. Omer Rav Yehuda lasuya mamzer. Is even if your brother was a mamzer. In other words, you had parents, you were born from your parents, and your father had znus with another isha, even when isha, chai v'krisa, the kid's a mamzer, still he's called your brother. But from the same father, he's called your brother. For the mafshita achivu, avadi is your brother, why not? Because the other lady was also a Jew. So therefore it's called your brother. Ramad Tamai would have thought. Leilat ach v'achvim na Yaakov. No, we have before. We learn out Mitzvah Yibam. It says Tiyeshu achim Yaakov. The Lashon of achim. We learn it out from Achay, from the achim of Bnei Yaakov that they're called achim. Is mal alim ksherim. Maybe over there the shvatim rok ksherim. V'loy psulim and atman zerim. Those are called brothers. Afkan ksherim v'loy psulim. Maybe here for Mitzvah Yibam also. Only if your brother is a brother, kosher a brother. But not a mamzer, not if you have a brother as a mamzer. Maybe there's no mitzvah yibum. Chamash v'lon, that's the chiddush of our mishnah. No, even though your brother is a mamzer, still there's a, if you die, your wife has a mitzvah yibum. There's a mitzvah yibum on your wife. For the more of yemoch and maybe it's taka true. Maybe only your kosher brother and not a posel brother. And the more kivun linyan yibum. Miftar niftar, since there's a svara, that if you have a son, even though you have a mamzer for son, and then the father dies, there's no mitzvah yibum. Since the son, any type of the son, we'll soon see how we know this. Part is, yibum is a svara,